Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
All right, great to be here with you today. Thank you for joining me. If you're on hold, I'm going to get you on the air. We're going to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. We'll put everything else on hold. I'm going to put into the hands of the Lord our need here at Relevant Radio. You know, I brought back with me from Mexico. I went to some really incredibly special places there. Sites where the Mother of God appeared, places where miraculous healings and conversions took place, places where saints were assassinated like Miguel Pro, places where angels manifested and healing springs welled up. And these medals that we're giving away today, only today, for the next couple hours, that's it. They were at all those holy places. They were prayed for and they were blessed. They were, I think they're anointed. So they're yours if you can help support Relevant Radio, you know, dollar a day pledge for that. But any gift makes a huge difference. So after we get done praying, make sure you call 877-291-0123 or go online to relevantradio.com and make your pledge that way. But I do want to pray for Cardinal Burke today. I've been following his story, and I have a friend who is very close to him, who's been keeping me in the loop. And look, there was a Eucharistic, there was adoration done from him. We prayed the chaplet for him here at Relevant. We prayed the rosary for him. There were campaigns all over the world for his health. But the friend who I know says, look, it doesn't look good. Now, I believe with prayer, all things are possible. God can heal somebody instantly. But again, I don't know what God's will is. I mean, Father Ubald, who was a young, healthy priest, succumbed to COVID. So did Father Seraphim Mikulenko. So did Father Sosman. So did a lot of other people that I'm sure you know. I pray for God's mercy, but I pray especially for this great cardinal. He's a good man and a great friend of Relevant Radios. And I want to pray for you now. So let's begin, okay? Lift that up. I want to pray for the needs of this apostolate. I want to pray for your finances and your health, too, and for all those intentions that you're praying for, those conversions that we're praying for. Joining me today is my colleague, Preston, and Preston prays with me just about every Wednesday. Preston, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I love praying to with you and just offering up all these intentions.
Anything you want to pray for as we start?
Today, I'd just like to pray for my wife, just that she has the strength and grace to take care of our large family, and just she's so amazing, and I just appreciate her so much, so I just want to offer it up today for her.
Scoring some brownie points, Preston. Is she listening?
I don't know, hopefully.
That's good. Love it. All right, let's pray. We'll pray for her. She is a wonderful lady, no doubt, and I want to pray for your, for all of you now. Just let's pray. Let's ask God. He knows our intentions. He knows what's best for us. You know, the cross is not always a bad thing. You know, sometimes suffering is a good thing for us. It allows us to grow in holiness and to be sanctified. So ask God to give you the grace if you're meant to carry your cross a little bit longer. We'll pray. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. No blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
No blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
No blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father, Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father, Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Our first call today comes from Chandler. Arizona. Hi, Robbie. Good afternoon.
Hi, June. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
I'd like to offer up my intentions for my daughter, Brandy, to get a new job.
Okay.
For my niece, Shayna, to get a new job if that's best for her family and especially her children. For the protection of religious freedom, for the protection of this country and an improved economy. And for all lukewarm or non-practicing Catholics to return to the faith.
Such beautiful prayers, generous prayers. Robbie, I want to pray for you too, okay? We'll lift up your needs. We'll pray for that daughter of yours to get that new job and for your niece and for everything you just voiced. But Lord, I pray in particular, I love that intention, for those lukewarm souls, for our country. I beg you, Father, that you protect this country. You show us your mercy, not your justice. You hold back that hand of justice for the many ways that we offend and reject you. Protect us from degeneration, from disaster, from disease, from war. Bring about those graces for those souls that we love, that they may come to know and love you. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Ricardo is listening in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Ricardo, thanks for praying with us. Good afternoon.
Yes. How you doing?
Well.
My prayer intention first is to all about my dad, Pablo, that he's in hospice, okay, and that he get well. You know, his pain goes away. Mm. He won't be suffering if it's God's will. Well, I'll let it be to God's will away. And second, to my safe, my for me to be a, have a safe trip, you know, for to have time to see him. And third, you know, also for my Social Security benefits, you know, to get a positive, you know, positive situation, get status, you know, and also for my mother-in-law, her vision to get well.
All right. Well, Ricardo, we're going to pray for you. Thank you for praying with us. And I'm really sorry about your dad. I know it's hard to lose a father. And I want to pray right now. Ricardo's praying for his father who's on hospice and just praying that he can get to be with him and who's dying. And Lord, I know that this is a prayer for the sick. It's especially a prayer for the dying. It's for those who you are calling home. A bishop who I know, his brother one day was walking through a field, and he heard a voice, and the voice said to him, pray for the dying. And the person turned around and wondered what the heck. He says, pray the chaplet for the dying. And this man dedicated his life to doing that. And this is a prayer, as I've often shared. And the bishop, I think, is the one who told me that story. This is a man who really believed that voice was the voice of St. Faustina telling us to pray for the sick and for the dying. And the Lord promised that when we pray this, or when others pray this prayer for the dying, that the Lord, at that hour of death, will defend that soul as his own glory. And that's such a powerful prayer, you know. It's, you know, think of how many of our loved ones need that prayer, you know. And God's anger is placated for their sins, and his mercy envelops the soul. So, Lord, I pray for those all approaching the hour of their death. We will all take this journey. We will all make this transition. I ask that you meet us as a merciful Savior, not a just judge. But I pray for Ricardo and every intention he voiced. For those now praying with me as we turn to you and pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, let's go to our next call. Eva is listening in Napa, California. Eva, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for joining me.
Yes, my prayer intention today is for a safe separation, divorce, because I've been experiencing lots of verbal abuse for years and is starting to get physical, that my husband sees the light of God and return to his faith, and that he doesn't abandon his children.
Well, let me just say, Eva, I'm sorry. I really am for what you're enduring and going through, and especially for your children. And I just, let's pray for your marriage. Let's pray for your husband for his radical conversion today, okay? And for the healings from any sort of abuse. And if you're in a physically abusive relationship, to anyone who's listening to me right now, you need to put separation between you and that person, okay? But I want to pray for conversion and for healing, and I want to pray for Eva and all that lies ahead in her future. And Eva, I just, you know, rely on what the Lord told St. Faustina. He says, I'm always supporting you. You know, lean on me, especially when you struggle like this, and fear nothing. Fear nothing. The vessel of trust is what you're to draw from. And Lord, I just ask for this woman right now in this very difficult situation. I pray for anyone in a troubled relationship, anyone where there's infidelity, where there's abuse, Lord, where there's hardship. I pray for the children who are often the collateral damage. And I just ask for your mercy to envelop those situations. And I ask for your healing to enter and just to restore those individuals, to heal the wounds of their soul. As we pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Lydia's praying with us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Lydia, I'm grateful for your call. How can we pray for you?
I'd like to pray for my 26-year-old cousin. She's been struggling with functional neurological disorder since high school, and it's looking like she might become bedridden now. So I'm praying for a miracle for her and her family.
All right, well, let's pray for that miracle. Let's trust and let's believe big for that. You know, I've come back from this pilgrimage where I was at sites where the healings were miraculous. I mean, you know, there's thousands of them. Popes have traveled to many of these places. And I ask right now for Lydia, I ask for her 26-year-old cousin. And I just ask for those who face these impossible health situations, these degenerative diseases, those who are battling cancer. Heavenly Father, you're bigger than cancer. You're bigger than any of these problems. And I ask for your greater glory as a testament to the power of this extraordinary prayer that you have given to us in this time, that many miracles abound. And I just pray for a real turnabout in her situation right now. And for all those who are seeking these miracles in their life, I pray with that confidence. And I thank you for the way you are working as we pray, Eternal Father. I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Right, CJ is listening to us in the Fox Valley in Wisconsin. CJ, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you. I would like to ask for prayers for a young man in his 40s. His name is Billy. He lives in Maryland, and he has had a blood disease. Now he needs a heart transplant. Wow. So we need him back to good health.
Amen to that. Let's pray for that. And you know, CJ, if you've listened for a little while, we seem to have this charism. I mean, it's weird. People who are abducted, missing, this prayer gets answered. The silver alerts, the amber alerts. But so is this weird charism. God somehow seems to answer these transplant prayers. You know, we've had needs for organ transplants, and either that transplant comes in or the person no longer needs it. We see the divine healing. So I pray for Billy right now, Lord. I bring him to you along with all my brothers and sisters here united to me in prayer, my spiritual family. I give to you those who have written to me who are really going through difficult times. I give to you everyone on hold right now. Joe in Chicago is asking the Lord to bless and strengthen this persecuted people in Afghanistan. Such an important prayer. Anne, who's in Oregon, is praying to rid her family of demonic turmoil for the souls in purgatory. Such important prayers. John in Naples is, you know, praying for everybody that have asked him to pray for him. He has a healing list. Irma has got a friend's daughter who's in the ER right now for no calls. You know, Anthony in New Mexico's mom is suffering with a muscular disease, and he's unable to sleep and is suffering from anxiety. And Sandy is asking for protection for loved ones from the fires of California. And Catherine in Farmington, Michigan, for her arthritis. She can't walk. And Mary, who has a coworker right now who has COVID. So I want to pray for those intentions and so many more. They continue to come in. And I just ask, Father, for your grace. I just ask for your healing. I ask for the miracles. And I thank you for your unfathomable love. I know no mind, be it human or angelic, will ever be able to fathom the mystery of your mercy through all eternity. So with that, I pray, eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Palestine,
pray for
Virgin us. Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
St. Joseph,
pray for
Saint
us.
St. Faustina,
pray for
Saint
us.
St. John Paul II,
pray for
Saint
us.
St. Peregrine,
pray for us.
St. Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for
Saint
us.
St. Patrick,
pray for
Blessed
us.
Michael Sapochko,
pray for
Father
us.
Father Ubald and Father Seraphim,
pray for
all
us.
All you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Preston, thank you for praying
thank
with
you.
Me. It is great to be here with you. I just want to thank you for praying with me. And in a minute, I'll have to take a quick break here, but I do want to talk to you about something before I do that. I want to talk to you about trust, because I know in these difficult situations, it's really hard to trust, isn't it? And I really want you to try this today. You know, the Lord told St. Faustina, he says, a soul, it gives the greatest glory to God. It gives the greatest glory to its creator when it turns with trust to the divine mercy. Pray this for that sick, dying person right now. Pray it for the end of COVID. Pray it for those souls in Afghanistan. Pray it for your finances. Pray it for your children. God hears this prayer. You know, Pope John Paul II, he once described the words that St. Elizabeth said to the Blessed Mother. You know, remember when she said, blessed are you, you know, among women. Blessed are you for trusting, John Paul said, that the word of God would be fulfilled in you. He wrote that in his document, Mother of the Redeemer, back in 87. But I know it's difficult to find, it's difficult to trust God. I know it is. Believe me, it is. It is. You got to work on it. But when you do, I'm gonna tell you this: your anxiety level will certainly decrease. You're gonna know that God's in control. Then you're gonna see the fruit of your prayers. You are going to see the fruit of those prayers. So today, I really want you to do that. I've got to trust you as well. I'm in a relationship with you. Relevant is too. I said this when I started the show today. You may not have been tuned into it, but it's a weird spiritual dynamic, right? God has given us Catholic radio in our country. Right? He's given us this prayer. This prayer is broadcast literally around the world. And we're spreading mercy every day. I just love that so much, right? But God didn't just make it easy. He didn't let us have some endowment or win some sort of lottery. He says, look, I want you to trust that I'm going to provide for you to be on the air every day so that this message can reach souls. And then he asks you to cooperate. He asks me to cooperate, to support, right? But then we have to trust. You have to trust that God's going to provide for you, right? So it takes you getting out of the boat, you know, walking on the water, trusting God, giving to a mission that I know you know is the real deal, that saving lives and bringing souls to Christ, and we're seeing miracles happen every single day. It's this weird dynamic of trust. God just wants us to trust. So why is it so hard for us to do that? Why don't we just do it, right? Why don't we just trust God for that problem facing us right now? Why don't you do that? Relevant has to trust in your generosity. And I'm going to ask you right now, too, because I have to take a quick break. I'd really appreciate it if you go to the phones now and make a pledge. Any dollar amount, okay? It doesn't matter. We could use you right now. We're more than halfway through our pledge drive right now. But I got to be honest with you, we're less than halfway towards our goal. So we got a big mountain to climb. And I know God will give us what we need. But I'm going to ask you, because you've been so generous. You've been just so incredible every single pledge drive in this hour. If you could make a pledge right now at 877-291-0123. If you can make a gift, if you can make a sacrifice, if you can step out and exercise just a little bit of trust right now, Relevant's doing the same thing. I know we're all going to be blessed by this, and God's going to take our gifts and he's going to multiply it like that young boy who brought up the loaves and the fish, right? Like the person who comes to Christ and says, Lord, I need a miracle in my life. My son or daughter's sick. They trust that God can heal, and it happens, right? 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. And if you're just tuning in, I want to share with you when I come back a little bit later here, too, about the second coming of Christ. I had mentioned yesterday I was going to share with Faustina Saul. So I will share that with you in my next segment. I'll talk a little bit about what she saw, because there was an apparition of the crucified Lord that took place. I just learned about today, and I want to share that with you. It's a pretty powerful story, so stay with me for that. But I brought back a medal with me from Mexico. It went to the site where massive conversions have taken place in Guadalupe. It was at sites where the Virgin Mary appeared, where the Archangel Michael appeared, and where miraculous springs welled up. And if you're praying for the conversion of somebody you love, or if you're praying for that healing, that miracle, you've got COVID or somebody's got cancer, this is a beautiful sacramental with an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe on. They're limited. I carried them even when I was sick. My wife carried them. They're limited quantity. I don't know how long they'll last because there's only so many of them, and many went out earlier today. So if you want it, a dollar a day pledge, you can go online to relevantradio.com and make that pledge. Use the mobile app. I'd be grateful if you could do it. If you can come in at a heroic level like that, we're also going to give you a beautiful book called The St. Monica Club. I think today, and we'll talk more about conversion coming up, if you're praying for the conversion of someone, great day to give. And get this sacramental. Get this Our Lady of Guadalupe medal. All right? Do that. It's anointed. It was at some incredibly holy places. Give it to that loved one that needs that grace. All right? I'll be right back.
To believe that we're already past the halfway point of our summer pledge drive, but here we are at 3:30 in the afternoon Central Time on Wednesday, and we need you to respond. Our pledge drive this time around is called Reach Out and Respond. We've been reaching out all week, and now this afternoon, we're looking to you to respond at 877-291-0123. It's Mike Kendall, John Drew, and Drew Mariani. All right. A couple of reasons why. We've got, this is the only time in the next 3 or 4 hours where you can get 3 thank you gifts for one gift. If you make a pledge of $1 a day, you'll get the very special thank you gift that we'll tell you a little bit more about here in a minute, the Our Lady of Guadalupe medal. But you'll also get our special ongoing thank you gift for that level, which is the St. Monica Club book. And then if you donate online, you get a special bonus with Josh Raymond and Patrick Madrid, the special MP3 download of Bring Them Back. All 3 of these items are yours for a $1 a day pledge right now at 877-291-0123. You can't beat that. And Drew, I'm looking forward to this afternoon hearing a little bit more about your trip to Mexico and where these medals have been. If people are just joining now, all day today, we are offering at $1 a day a very special Our Lady of Guadalupe medal that, Drew, you know very well because it traveled with you.
Yeah, Mike, it has gone to places, and maybe I'll share a story where, it went to the most important place I think it went to is the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, where the Virgin appeared, vanquished a culture of death, and brought about mass conversion. And I often think if you're praying for somebody you love that's away from the faith, ask Our Lady of Guadalupe. She's the mother of all of us. She said, I am the mother of you, my children. She came in the geocenter of the United States as the mother of all people. Ask her to pray for that loved one. Maybe get this medal, give it to them. Put it on their keychain, have them wear it, stick it under their mattress, ask them to stick it on the visor of their car. Then trust into Our Lady. Stick that loved one in the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady. And watch what happens. I know graces are going to flow. That's yours for a $1 a day pledge right now. If you can call 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Coming up, I'll share more places it's went to, but Mike, that's one of my favorites.
All right, good. I'm looking forward to that. And just to give you an indication of how popular these medals are, and they are in limited supply, so don't sit around and wait. When Drew ended the chaplet to this moment now, we've already had about 50 takers. So 50 medals are already gone in just a matter of a couple minutes. Here's the number, 877-291-0123.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
Hey, thanks for joining me. I want to fill you in on an apparition of the crucified Lord. It's a bizarre story. I read it for the first time today, believe it or not. But I'll also tell you what St. Faustina saw and predicted about the second coming of the Lord. You know, the Lord did tell her that he has chosen her to be the secretary of his mercy. And here's the key. He says, and to prepare the world for my glorious return. Are you and I living in that moment in time where Jesus will return? There is a generation that will, and you and I are both like, I'm like, no, that's not me. Oh, that's down the road. It's a couple thousand years from now. We're in the early church still. You know, it's like, Maggie's like, no, that's our time. I could probably make a case for it. I mean, based on so many apparitions and so much of what we're seeing in the culture right now. But I'll share with you what Faustina said in a quick second. I just want to thank everyone, too. And I think it's so important to thank God for his mercy and his blessings in our lives. I think it's important to thank those who are generous. I learned that lesson one time. There was a woman in Texas. I was a young filmmaker. I did a documentary. And then when the documentary was over, she wanted to help distribute this film. And she wrote me a check. Not me personally. It went to went to the production company that we were doing. It was a nonprofit. And I remember, you know, we were grateful for it, but I don't think anybody really thanked her. We thanked her when she gave the check, but I don't think anybody sat down and wrote the letter or whatever. So the people who were working, I was part of the crew. You know, I was out there. I was a producer, director, writer. The people who were in the management, a year later, were working on another project, and they went back and they said, hey, can you help us with this? Big lesson. She said, because I was at this meeting. I was at this dinner. And she said to me, she says, you know, it's really important when somebody supports your work or you know, gives, that you say thank you. And oh, it was like a slap in the face. I mean, it was a real life learning experience, real life lesson. I'm thinking, snap. You know, nobody thanked her. You know, I guess I should have too. She's the one who handed me the check, and she knew I was the director on the film. I never forgot it. I never forgot that lesson. And that's why I just want to say thank you to you. If you've been supporting Relevant Radio, thank you. You've made this program possible. You've made all the programming on this network possible. You've also made it possible for us to be real apostles of divine mercy, and I love that. So one of the things I did, I was on a pilgrimage, and There's a beautiful couple, this beautiful little woman named Irma and her husband Wayne. He's a firefighter. They say, we got to bring medals on this trip so you can give them to those who listen to you during your pledge drive. So we get these medals of Our Lady of Guadalupe, right? And they're heavy. I got to be honest with you. I had like a backpack full of these things, right? And I had to carry them around. My wife was with me. She carried them too. I can't take all the credit. But, you know, in Mexico, I must have got a touch of the old Montezuma's revenge. And when you're weak and you're tired and you're traveling and these things, it was actually a cross. I suffered. I mean, it was a sacrifice. My wife got sick. Just about everybody got sick. But, you know, I offered it up. And I thought, Lord, whoever gets this medal, please hear my prayers. Please hear and accept my sacrifice for whatever their intentions are. And if you are in need of healing, or if you're needing conversion, I think today's a great day for you. If you can help us at 877-291-0123, make a pledge. We'd be grateful. We're more than halfway through the pledge drive, but not even halfway towards goals. We need some big giving. But I want to share with you one of the places I brought this medal. It was a place called Octalan, and the Virgin Mary appeared there. This was back like in 1541. It was after the apparitions to Juan Diego, right? See, a lot of these apparitions, another side note, I don't want to take up too much time, but in Fatima, when that apparition took place, there were a flurry of apparitions around that place as well. Some false, but there were very legitimate apparitions. So Our Lady appears to a young man, and war, political unrest, all these plagues brought by Europe, by the Spaniard, were decimating the population. And we're seeing that today too, right? I think this apparition is so appropriate for us. We've got plague in our country today. We've got COVID. It's taking lives. We've got war. We've got unrest, right? We got a disorientation. Satan is rampant in the lives of so many people. So the Blessed Virgin Mary appears and she says, my heart always desires to help those who are suffering. So if you're suffering, know that the Virgin knows where you are. She's interceding for her son. She says, my heart cannot bear to see so much pain and suffering among people without healing them. So then Our Lady showed this young man, his name was Juan, a spring of water. And she said this, not only your relatives and your friends will be healed, but also all those who drink this. So she says, drink as much water as you desire. Know that upon drinking it, even just a drop, the sick will not only be cured, but they will receive perfect health. So my daughter was with me on this trip. She's the former Marine, right? So she's on this trip. She's not feeling well at all. I mean, she was like really, really sick. So we go to the spring, and she fills up a bottle of water, and I see her taking it to her mouth. I'm like, no, don't drink that. Don't drink it, right? Because I didn't want to drink any Mexican water. And the bacterial levels in it, I thought, oh, my gosh, you're going to really be sick. You're already not feeling well. Don't do that. She had faith. She says, no, I believe what the Virgin Mary said about this spring. You know what? She was healed. She was healed. She overcame that ailment. I could not believe it. You know, and you'll hear it. And if you've ever traveled to Mexico, you know, don't drink the water, right? Don't drink the water. Our Lady says, we want to drink it. So, you know, I stood corrected. I'm a man of faith. But when it came to my daughter, I was like, no, don't drink that water. I took these medals to that very site, and we sprinkled them with the water that came from that site. Our Lady also gave a gift there, and this is weird, right? Juan and the Franciscan monks from the monastery that were there, they found a tree burning the next day after this apparition where the Blessed Mother came. And the Virgin Mary left a bizarre gift. By the way, six popes, Clement the 12th and Benedict the 14th and Pius the 6th and Pius the 10th and Pius the 12th, John the 23rd, they've all granted approval to these apparitions. So I'm not making this stuff up. It's not a bunch of local lore. They granted indulgences. They approved the coronation of a statue that came from there. In this burning tree, they found an image of Our Lady, a statue that survived this fire. It was a gift from heaven, and it's there today. There's a basilica that was built around it, and the statue is unbelievable. So this is an anointed place. These medals were there where the Virgin Mary appeared and in this water that was there. And it's one of the few places in the world where there are these healing wells, where there's these healing springs. And look, this medal's here for you. And I just want to tell you about it quickly because I want to share with you a little bit about the vision of the crucified Lord too. But if you want this, they're going to go very quickly. I have very limited numbers of them. And when they're gone, they're gone. This morning, hundreds already went out. Very generous donors stepped up to help support us in our mission. I'm inviting you to do the same thing here. If you can't afford it, then just pray, right? If you can't give or donate to Relevant, I get it. We're going to trust that God's going to provide for us. But I want to invite you right now to call 877 877- 291-0123. We're asking, if you can today for this medal, because they're limited, $1 a day. We're going to give you this. We're also going to give you a book called The St. Monica Club. And if you're praying for somebody away from the faith, you know, a loved one, and you're struggling with that, you're going to love this conversation. The author is going to be joining me in a little bit. But we're going to give you that book as well. It'll transform the way you deal with that wayward loved one of yours, right? It's going to transform the way that you deal with them. That gift, along with this medal, are yours. But you can only get this medal today. It won't be offered any other time during the pledge drive. So if you can, online at relevantradio.com, or use the mobile app, or simply call us at 877-291-0123. It's first come, first serve. When they're gone, they are gone, unfortunately. But let me tell you, I want to tell you about this apparition of the resurrected Lord, too. But before I do that, because I want to tell you also what Faustina saw about the second coming. There's a lot to get into. I was saying a little bit earlier about this medal. One final thought on this medal for you. Conversion is such an important intention. I share with you all the time in the diary of St. Faustina, the Lord said that's a prayer he always hears and he always answers. I've seen conversion in the life of so many people who've prayed for it. We know these great conversion stories. Why not make a financial sacrifice today for Relevant to help us continue to bring Christ to the world, bringing truth, because we're bringing about conversions. Many souls are returning to God, returning to the sacraments, coming back into the faith because Relevant Radio is on the air. So your gift, your sacrifice, it empowers that. It ennobles that. It waters those seeds that we're planting. But at the same time, when you get this medal, ask your daughter who's maybe not living the best lifestyle or maybe in a bad relationship or doing things she shouldn't do, to wear it. Maybe if it's your son, say, hey, stick this on your keychain. Just do it for me, right? Just do that. Maybe stick it in the back of their phone or tape it to the visor of the car, right? And then pray and entrust your child or that wayward son or that husband or that wife or whoever it may be to the mercy of God and to the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady. See, this image on this medal is an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. On the back is a beautiful rose that says, pray for us. She's the patron of the unborn. Put your loved one in her Immaculate Heart. And that's what I do with my kids. I consecrate myself every day to the Mother of God. Every day I make my Marian consecration. And I say, because I'm giving you all of my graces and my merits, all of my sufferings, everything that God wants to bestow upon me, I ask you to represent it to God. Use it for His greater glory in time and in eternity. I entrust to you my children. I put them in your merciful heart. That's what I said to her. They're yours. So I'm not going to worry about them. They're yours. And you do the same thing. So when you give, this medal has been to sites where massive conversions have taken place, where miracles have occurred, where the Mother of God has appeared, where angels have appeared. These have endured great suffering and great sacrifice. A lot of people carried this when they were ill, and they prayed for those who would receive this. So it's a very limited gift. Again, if you can't, I don't want to ever pressure anyone to think, oh, I got to get that, or I really can't afford it. But I don't want to do that. I just want you, if you can, to step out in faith. Make a sacrifice because you believe in the goodness of this apostolate, and you believe that God's going to bless those efforts. If you can't afford to do that, and maybe give it to somebody you know. Maybe make it an act of charity or an almsgiving to God. Here's the number for you, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com, or on the mobile app. And you know that God is using this apostolate in a powerful way. We hear these great conversion stories, great miracle moments all the time. Here's another one.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across America. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I've learned what I know about the Catholic Church from you and from all of your colleagues at Relevant Radio. I've learned a lot about my faith and the real presence, and I have a real commitment to that. Now people in the Bible study are starting to come to me and asking me questions about the Catholic Church. I can't thank you enough for being there.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
We're only able to broadcast because of your generous support.
Give a tax-deductible gift online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
We'd love to hear from you if you've never donated before. It's fast, easy, tax-deductible, and you can give in any amount. Call and donate now. 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123.
thanks so much for making us a part of your Wednesday afternoon, and we appreciate all the time you spend with Relevant Radio. As you know, four times a year, we do pause, and we ask you to help us out financially. This is our Summer Pledge Drive. Reach out and respond. I'm Mike Kendall, joining Drew Mariani. Phone lines open at 877-291-0123, and the easiest way to give online at relevantradio.com. And Drew, I was fascinated to hear about the journey that these Our Lady of Guadalupe medals had been on while you traveled throughout Mexico earlier this year. It makes these medals even more valuable, some of the suffering that went on with some of your fellow pilgrims who traveled about and carried these on their back. So many people stepping up now. Yvette in Chicago just made a dollar a day pledge. Alice in Torrance, California, she wants a medal, so she made a dollar a day pledge. Thank you, Blair in Bozeman, Montana, and Manuel listening in California as well. A dollar a day. Thank you, Manuel. And a lot of people stepping up. These Guadalupe, Our Lady of Guadalupe medals are in limited supply, so don't think that you can do this tomorrow, because they're not available tomorrow or later tonight. We may have run out by later tonight. Yep. So don't wait. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. But today's the day to give, Drew.
It's so true, Mike. And to your point, I mean, they may run out. I mean, this morning, a great morning, a lot of medals were given away. Look, limited quantities, if you can, as I said, make that gift. If you can't, then help Relevant in some other capacity, large or small. We need you today. We are more than halfway through our pledge goal. We're listeners, supported Catholic Radio. If you like this network, if you enjoy what you hear, if you say, man, the country needs this, I'm so glad that there is a clear, clarion, orthodox voice on the air, bringing truth day in and day out, then make the call. Call 877-291-0123 or go online. Tap into this beautiful gift that we have, this MP3. Because I'm going to be talking much more about conversion coming up. We're going to give you that. You can get today this book, the St. Monica's Club and the medal, but they're limited online at relevantradio.com or by using your mobile app. Mike?
And as Drew said, if you can't afford it, we totally understand. But think about it in terms of a dollar a day. If you go to Starbucks once a day, or do you your lunch at a fast food restaurant several times a week, you actually can afford a dollar a day. You can do it. $365 one-time gift, or we can break it out over monthly payments. But a dollar a day, this medal is yours while it lasts. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. We're asking you to reach out and respond. Please do it for others, because the more you give, the more we're on the air, the more hearts we reach, and the more we bring Christ into the world through the media.
Looking at this screen, take away. Thank you for your yes. Thank you for coming on board. Thanks for tapping into, what I think is a really unique premium. Our Lady of Guadalupe medal will be sent out to you along with a book. I think the book is really a blessing too. The St. Monica Club. That's yours for the dollar day pledge. If you can't give a dollar a day, whatever you can give today helps us, and we're grateful for your support. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. All right. And so grateful for you. I want to share with you an apparition. And this is new to me, okay? This comes from the very site that I just shared with you, right? I was sharing with you how six popes gave approbation, they gave approval, to this statue, this apparition, they gave indulgences to this place. Let me tell you what happened. That vision took place in 1541, right? On Saturday, October 2nd, 1847, 3 centuries later, there was a massive, massive earthquake that hit Octalan, the town of Octalan there. And 40 people died, and most of the city was destroyed. So the following day, it was October 3rd, I think it was a Sunday. So they held the faithful there held Mass outside the parish church that had been destroyed. And during the Mass, you know what happened? An apparition of Jesus Christ, crucified, appeared in the sky. And it wasn't, oh, is that Jesus in the clouds? I think I see something. No, it was the bloodied, beaten, crucified Lord on a cross hanging there approximately 30 minutes, witnessed by over 2,000 people. Not somebody saying, oh, I think I saw something there. Yeah, maybe. No, 2,000 people. The incident was investigated thoroughly. It was approved as a miracle by Archbishop Jose de Jesus Ortiz and another bishop as well from Guadalajara, Mexico, in September of 1911, a short time afterwards. And that, you know, the reason I'm sharing that, again, these medals were there, right, at this very site where Jesus Christ himself appeared. I thought it was such a cool story. But it made me think of what the Lord told St. Faustina, right? And you know how much I love her. You know how much I love divine mercy. I preach mercy and trust, right, because I believe in it. There's another side to this message. The Lord told Faustina, before I come as a just judge, I first come as a merciful Savior. But woe to those of you who do not recognize this time of my visitation. We are in a time of mercy. You and I are living right now in that time of mercy. Mercy. The Lord said to Faustina, speak to the world about my mercy. After it will come the day of justice. And here's the thing about Faustina. He says, you will prepare the world for my final coming. Tell souls about this great mercy of mine, because the awful day, the day of justice, is near. That's what the Lord told Faustina. You know what she saw one day? Faustina had a prophecy. It's recorded in her diary. And she wrote this in 1930. She says, the Lord said, before I come as a just judge, I come as a king of mercy. Before the day of justice arrives, she says, there will be given to the people a sign in the heavens of this sort. Now listen to what, this is St. Faustina. Now listen to this. This is huge. I think this is so telling. Before that day of justice I just spoke about, she says, there will be given to people a sign in the heavens of this sort. All light in the heavens will be extinguished, and there will be a great darkness over the whole earth. Then the sign of the cross will be seen in the sky. And from the openings where the hands and the feet of the Savior were nailed will come forth great light, which will light upon the earth for a period of time. This will take place shortly before the last day. Now, again, I don't know the day or the hour. Nobody knows the day or the hour. But the Lord told Faustina, he has chosen her to be the secretary of his mercy, to prepare the world for his return. What time are we living in? I don't know. Here's the thing. God might call you home today. He might call me home today. Might be our last night. Could be tomorrow. Could be our loved ones. We don't know when we're going to meet our Lord. But there is the possibility that you and I could be living in a special time. We could be living in a time where the Lord will return, where the day of of his justice is looming. That is why we need Relevant Radio more than ever. We need our loved ones to hear the truth. We need our loved ones to know the love and the mercy of God before that period of justice befalls the world. We need them to enter into that sacramental life of the church. We need them to experience that sacrament of mercy in confession. We need them to experience Christ truly present in the Eucharist. That's what we need. You make that possible when you support Relevant Radio. You make that possible when you get behind us here in this great mission. Let's do it. Call right now, 877-291-0123. Pledge at any dollar amount, okay? And if you can, come into that dollar a day. We're going to give you this incredible gift, this medal that was at that very site where the resurrected Lord, or the crucified Lord, actually appeared. You can make your gift online at relevantradio.com as well, or on your mobile app.
We're running out of daylight. We've offered these unique Our Lady of Guadalupe medals all day long, but the hours are dwindling now, and also the supply of medals. You do need to act now by calling 877-291-0123, and for just a dollar a day, we'll give you this very special, unique, premium thank you gift, the Our Lady of Guadalupe medal, which traveled with Drew around Mexico and visited the shrine. And I was thinking, Drew, how cool it would be if hundreds of thousands converge at the Shrine of Our Lady in Desplaines every year on December 12th. That's the shrine here in one of the shrines in the United States. How cool would it be to be one of the few there that actually have this medal in your possession? Imagine how special it would be to carry this medal with you, connecting it from the shrine in Mexico to the shrine it inspired here in the Chicago area in the USA. And I don't think many people know outside of outside the Midwest that is still every year the most attended event, the largest single event of Catholics in the United States every year.
Yeah, look, Our Lady of Guadalupe, she's an extraordinary intercessor, not just in the geocenter of the United States, but you're right, here in our own country. I didn't know about that until a couple years ago when I had to do a live show from there, and I couldn't believe the faithful that come there. This medal, you know, has that image of Our Lady of Guadalupe on it. And she heard me share in that one vision she shared. Her heart goes out to anyone who's suffering, anyone who's in need. She says that she is our mother. This medal went to places where the Mother of God appeared, where that vision of the crucified Lord appeared, where St. Michael the Archangel appeared, where healing wells sprung up. And it's our gift to you today, along with this book, The St. Monica Club. If you're praying for conversion or you're praying for healing, I think this is the perfect premium. I mean, these two go hand in hand. They're limited. I've got less than an hour to go today on the air. I'm going to be off before I know it, and they are going very quickly. So if you're thinking about maybe supporting Relevant Radio, today is one of the best days to do it, especially if you want this premium. The number, 877-291-0123. You can get in right now. Best way to give, though, is online at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app. You'll also get a beautiful MP3 download that was done by Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond, and that will be a must to listen to, and you can share it with a lot of other people, too. You can email that as well. Lots of great premiums today, Mike. I mean, this is one of the best pledge drives I think I've seen in terms of things that really will help somebody grow in the spiritual life.
Absolutely, and only for the next couple of hours are you going to get as much for your gift as you're going to get today. So again, three different premium items that you get for just that $1 a day donation. Make that call, 877-291-0123, and keep in mind why you're doing this. You're making a difference. You're making a real difference in the lives of others. That's why Noel called and made his $1 a day pledge from Altoona, Pennsylvania, and Sandra called from Round Rock, Texas and made a $1 a day pledge and said, thank you so much for the family rosary across America every night. She never misses it, and she's always she enjoys it more when the kids are home during the summer because they've been praying it together every night. Thank you, Sandra. And Shirley in Vancouver, Washington, kicking in a $1 a day. So Shirley, we will make sure that we send that Our Lady of Guadalupe medal to you out in Washington State. God bless you for listening out in Washington State. Coast to coast, Relevant Radio, 877-291-0123.
Yeah, and if you're just tuning in, I'll just give you a quick update on where we are. We are more than halfway through the pledge drive, and I was looking at the numbers when I began the show today, and we are less than halfway towards goal. In order to really track on time, we need to be on point. We're not there yet. We are not there yet. So if you love Relevant, if you really want to help us, today's a great day to do it. Let me give you the number, okay? 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com. or by using the mobile app, great ways to give. Please pray for us as well. Pray for the souls that we're going to reach in the days ahead. And if you're new to us, you've never given, it's a great time to get on board. You'll see the fruit of your gift. I guarantee you that in the months ahead. Mike?
The need is real. $2.7 million is not a random figure. We really do need that money. 180 stations nationwide. Each of the stations we own and operate has a tower, and that has a transmitter building, some of them as large as a two-car garage. And guess what? Those facilities need to be heated and air-conditioned and maintained, and those buildings need to be secured to prevent theft or vandalism. Evangelization is expensive. It really is. We need your help. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com.